This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The White House has announced that a second summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be held at the end of February. The announcement was made after Trump met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes Friday, that is, with Kim Jong-chol, a former North Korean spy master and Pyongyang's top nuclear envoy. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the administration is continuing to make progress in moving towards denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The president had about an hour and a half long meeting. There was a U.S. delegation, which will send out those specific names here shortly. I can tell you Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in the room, as well as several others from the president's team. It was productive, and they're going to continue those conversations.
The first summit between Trump and Kim produced a vague commitment by Kim to work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But Pyongyang has not taken what Washington sees as concrete steps in that direction. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will have a major announcement about the government shutdown and border security during an address to the nation Saturday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports the president's announcement comes after a frustrating day.
We're stuck.
On the Senate floor, Republican Rob Portman said he's more discouraged now than at any time over the past 28 days because both sides are refusing to make progress to end it.
That makes this shutdown particularly stupid.
Outside Washington, Virginia Senator Mark Warner was visiting furloughed workers and said fellow Democrats are willing to talk about border security.
Absolutely. How many times can we say?
But it will only happen once the government reopens. He says Democrats will not cave to President Trump's border wall demands before then.
You don't reward a bully.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office has issued a statement saying that a media report about President Trump ordering his former lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress is not entirely accurate. The report cited two unnamed law enforcement officials and says that Trump directed Cohen to lie to Congress about a Russian real estate deal in 2016. The report says Cohen regularly briefed Trump and his family on the Moscow project, even as Trump said he had no business dealings with Russia. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the report was absolutely ridiculous. Mueller's office issued a statement late Friday saying that BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's testimony are not accurate. A BuzzFeed spokesman said that the publication stands by its reporting and is working to determine exactly what the special counsel is disputing. The UN Human Rights Office said Friday that it had documented 34 people killed, 59 wounded, and 241 arbitrary arrests in the Democratic Republic of Congo since provisional election results were announced a week ago. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
So we are very concerned about this, and we call on all sides to seek to resolve the situation through dialogue and not to resort to violence.
The second-place finisher in the election, Martin Fayulu, has contested the result based on his camp's tallies, saying the official winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila. Tshisekedi and Kabila have both denied that charge. The December 30th vote was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium. Thousands of protesters gathered here in Washington for the annual March for Life. AP's Matt Small has details.
Dreary weather and a partial government shutdown weren't enough to keep anti-abortion supporters from coming to the National Mall.
I say pro, you say pro.
Vice President Pence told the thousands of protesters their voices are being heard despite Roe v. Wade remaining the law of the land.
Life is winning in America once again.
In videotaped remarks, President Trump assured the crowd that they have a champion in the White House.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
Matt Small, Washington.
Wall Street ended the week on a high note with all three major indices closing in positive territory Friday. European markets were also higher. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.